Comcast takes on Fox in a battle for the European TV network Sky.
You get into an old-fashioned bidding war, and the person who pays the highest price for Sky shares will probably be the winner.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Good morning. Comcast, the owner of NBC Universal, has sparked a bidding war for the giant European satellite broadcaster Sky. The US company has offered $31 billion for Sky, which is also the subject of a takeover attempt by Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox. It's a tangled web. Fox already owns part of Sky. Disney is trying to buy Fox. Stuart Purvis is a former senior executive at the UK media regulator Ofcom.
I think Comcast has come up with a proposal which is much simpler than the one from Fox and the connection with Disney. They're basically saying, we just want to buy Sky. That's Sky in Britain, Sky in Germany, Sky in Italy. And we don't want to buy any of the other assets of Fox that Mr. Murdoch put up for sale. The advantage of that is you get into an old-fashioned bidding war, and the person who pays the highest price for Sky shares will probably be the winner, because although Murdoch does own 39% of Sky, he doesn't own a majority, and therefore the majority of shareholders have the right to choose between his offer and Comcast's offer.
Yes, this is complicated because Rupert Murdoch, although he is bidding for the entirety of Sky, does also own just under 40% of it. You're saying then that he has no way of blocking this takeover attempt by Comcast?
Well, he has no way of blocking it other than by bidding higher than Comcast is prepared to bid. Now, the irony is that the deal that Sky did with the English Premier League the other day about TV rights has increased the value of Sky, has made it more attractive to a buyer, and therefore, in a sense, has put the price up that he will almost have to pay himself. So Comcast has come in with what many people would regard as a proper valuation of the shares in the light of the Premier League deal. I'm sure that Fox was always going to be prepared to bid more anyway, but now there is an absolutely clear-cut auction for Sky shares.
What do you think this potentially means for Disney's takeover of Fox's assets, which of course is the bigger picture in all of this? Does this offer from Comcast potentially derail that in any way?
It would not necessarily derail it. It would probably change it dramatically. If Comcast was successful in taking control of Sky, then Fox have to decide, are they still wanting to sell some other portions of their businesses in America? Is Disney still interested in them without Sky? We don't know really whether Disney would be interested in just a smaller package of Fox's assets or not. Difficult to tell at this stage.
Stuart Purvis, let's do the numbers. It's a mixed day on the markets. In London, the FTSE 100 is up 15 points or 0.2%. The biggest riser in London is Sky. Its shares are up 20%. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng closed down 230 points or 0.73%. Now, South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, says land reform needs to be attended to immediately. In a deeply unequal country, whites, who make up under 9% of the population, are still seen to be enjoying the benefits of historic racial apartheid. Today, the parliament is discussing a radical proposal from the opposition to seize white-owned land without compensation. So where do things stand in Nelson Mandela's Rainbow Nation? The BBC's Andrew Harding reports from Johannesburg.
Africa is ours. It's not yours. You have no claim in it.
Racial tensions are a fact of life in South Africa. Hardly surprising, given the nation's history of racial apartheid. But in the last few years, the economy has stalled and the white minority, comparatively wealthy and privileged, has felt increasingly targeted. Here's how a right-wing MP described the tone of the Zuma presidency.
He blamed the white people for everything that went wrong in this country.
Hence the relief when Cyril Ramaphosa ousted Mr. Zuma this month and seemed to offer a return to the Rainbow Nation harmonies of the Mandela era. The frustrations unleashed during the Zuma era will not be so easily tamed. There is an increasingly polarised and impatient debate about the need to seize white-owned land and transform an unequal economy.
I'm Frans Grenier, the head of the South African Institute of Race Relations. We think the social fabric is sound, but another series of economic disappointments breeds rising levels of political instability, and reckless political leaders seek to deflect that instability
So it's all about the economy then, but it's also about individuals taking the initiative.
We're all going somewhere, but we're not all getting there the same way.
The white-owned company behind this advertising campaign recently sold a controlling stake to black colleagues. It was a good business move, and maybe a way to help South Africa avoid the same path as its neighbour Zimbabwe.
I'm Nkululeko Mdlulwa, Executive Creative Director at Collective ID. A lesson from Zimbabwe is that they kind of ignored it too for a very long time until the force and the pressures came to bear.
So South Africa in a way has just dodged a bullet.
It's a huge bullet. Big, big bullet. Yeah.
Ying Mudludwa there talking to Andrew Harding. And finally, retailers in Taiwan have seen a rush on toilet paper as word spread of an imminent sharp rise in the price. Manufacturers have said prices will go up by 10 to 30% next month. In London, I'm Rob Young with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.